do. Hello.
Well, how you doing, Roy?
Pretty good. How do you feel? Can you hang on for just a second?
Sure.
Hang on. Leticia, now you let Raymond go. Let him go down there. Now, I don't care if he did call you the S word, honey. Now, no, you let go of his B word. I'm sorry, Phil.
Wow.
You know how kids is.
Sounds like a little domestic problem.
Now, there's having them another squabble. I tell you, some days you love them to death, and other days you wish you'd had the mumps real bad in high school.
I know the feeling.
I guarantee you. So how's everybody in your neck of the woods?
Real good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Sharon Jean's on another diet, though.
Is she really?
Yep, she had to since the fair, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and what I want to know is whose smart idea was it to put a trans fund machine down there?
It wasn't mine.
I guarantee you, they ought to have ass whooped.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I was doing pretty good holding her under about 5,000 calories, Phil, till she wiped out her Christmas club account.
Uh-oh.
Then wiped out a cotton candy stand.
Yeah.
Yep, I don't know how many she actually had, Phil, but after a while, she got creative eating them. She was starting putting the cotton candy on her head.
Yeah.
Like it's a big pink wig.
Right.
It's the damnedest thing, too, Phil.
Yeah.
Yep, 1 minute, she'd be a Farrah Fawcett. 3 bites later, Juliette Lewis. I should have charged folks to see it.
That's a big bite.
Yep, for a while there, Phil, she was taking requests from the crowd.
Oh, really?
Somebody'd shout out Marlo Thomas.
Yeah.
She'd chew little flipped up places on the side.
Yeah.
And somebody else would holler, Jane Fonda. She'd nibbled her out a little shag, kind of reminiscent of Clute.
Yeah.
Yep. We'd been there for hours, Phil, if somebody hadn't yelled out, Chrissy Hind.
Uh-oh.
And then she licked her eyes shut trying to get the bangs just right.
I kind of stuck on her, didn't
I? Oh, yeah, I had to lead her around like a blind woman there through the fur. So y'all been doing any fishing?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yep, I've been doing a little here and there myself.
Where'd you go?
Well, Tuesday, I went down there south of the Big Bull Dyke.
Yeah?
You know, right there where it forms a tongue of Lake Flannel.
Yeah.
Now, I run into Leticia's old gym coach down there, Phil.
You did?
I'm a man.
Yeah.
I didn't catch no fish, but Alma gave me a jar of some great big pickles. I don't know, Phil, but I think she said there's some kind of deal. Sort of deal.
Yeah.
Now, Wednesday, Raymond had a day off from the Sonic.
Yeah.
They had to shut down, Phil, when Sparky Thompson electrocuted himself and knocked out all the power on that side of the street.
Oh, no.
Well, he's trying to hang Halloween decorations on a downtown light pole.
Yeah.
Bad news is Sparky's no longer with us.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Good news is that's one less skeleton the next feller's got to hang. Anyway, me and Raymond went up to the Crimea River.
Yeah.
Did pretty good, mostly bass and mainly on them little white things out of pork and beans that Raymond soaked overnight with his Stridex pad.
Yeah, right.
Yep, and yesterday me and Mama got rid of the kids, Phil, and trickled off down the middle leg of Johnson Creek.
Did you really?
Yep, I didn't do no good, but she caught 2 bonefish and a 1-eyed eel.
Great.
Well, I better go.
Okay.
I promised Leticia I'd take her to the dermatologist today and see how much he'd charge us to have that Joe tattoo on her ankle changed to Mo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I tried to talk her out of it. It won't last.
Another new boyfriend, huh?
Them fair romances never do.
No, they don't.
Well, y'all have a good one.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Well, all right. What the hell, boys? Soak them in Epsom salt. I don't know how long. Got it the T.I.'s uncrossed, I guess. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
But boy, I got to do the same thing.